The Crossbreed Holster Studios.
What kind of person possesses no means to defend either himself or his family?
Annoying, gun-grabbing liberals from coast to coast.
You know, what do they need all those bullets for?
He's the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
No caveman in his right mind would have ever left his cave without his club.
This is Armed American Radio.
Now, your host, Mark Walters.
In these Crossbreed Holster Studios with you. How the heck are you today? Armed American Radio continues. Before we get started, there are new numbers coming out of Chicago. So far in June, this has not been updated yet. I'm a little bit disappointed in this. And it might have been, because on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense last week, I covered this. I think it was at 51 for homicides. Today, it is at 56. Homicides for the month of June. So yet again, there's still four more days left. Unless you're getting a delayed broadcast, then 3 days ago was the end of the month. And that number has risen to well over 60 plus. My point being that an Orlando style body count, month after month after month in Chicago. And I say that with a chuckle, not because there's anything funny about it, but because my mind goes to the Democrats who refuse to acknowledge this. Is this what Rangel and John Lewis and that loudmouth Nancy Pelosi and the rest of those 26 dopey Democrats were sitting in about? Was it about Chicago? No. What it was about imposing Chicago-style restrictions on you while ignoring today's number of 56 homicides in the month of June alone. Let's back that up, if we might. What comes before June? May. 65 homicides. 65 homicides. April, 41. March, 49. February, 45. January, 57. And this number is going to grow. This number will grow. This will be well over 60. January 1st to the present, 313 homicides. That number has risen since we've been talking now together. That number's gone up. 313 homicides. 313 homicides. 490 January 1st through December 31 last year, 2015. We are well over the halfway mark. We're going to see that number of 490 blown out. And the Democrats sitting in, disrupting the order, the constitutional order of our government, say nothing. Have you contacted your... I have. I've contacted my local representatives and my federal representatives. Have you contacted them and asked them why? Now, in my case, I've got good, solid, red, pro-gun Republicans. But I ask them to ask their Democrat colleagues. Notice I don't say they're friends on the other side of the aisle. These people are not your friends. The sooner you figure that out, the better. John Lewis is not your friend. Nancy Pelosi is not your friend. They are your enemies. They've made it that way. They want you to think they're friendly and that this is a... It's not. They hate you. They flat out hate you, as evidenced by their actions on the floor of the House. I don't get my way. We get a mulligan. It doesn't work that way. And as I mentioned on the daytime show, it bears repeating now, because I want to remind you that the Democrat Party controlled the House of Representatives for well over 40 years. 40 years. You never saw these types of shenanigans. And somebody out there is going to say, oh, yes, you did. The Republicans sat in. And no, they didn't. The House was closed down. Entirely different circumstances. Look it up. You can find the information yourself. I don't have time to give it to you right now. But the Democrats controlled the chamber for 40-plus years. And now they're like the, you know, the little piggy that went to market and the little one that went wee, 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 wah, 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 all the way home. And as A.W.R. Hawkins said in the previous hour, if you were listening to that segment, it was really good. The hour was really good with A.W.R. It's always really good with A.W.R. He's brilliant. He brings his columns to life when he commented about, you know, the success. And, you know, Chuck Todd, I think he said Stephanopoulos on ABC this week. And Sean just jumped in. He said Chuck Todd. I think he referenced both of them relative to the quote-unquote success of the, that they were, you know, making it glowing and flowery, the sit-in that occurred this week from these loudmouth anarchists who didn't get their way. There's nothing successful about what they did. They were quote-unquote sitting in and protesting for votes on the floor, and they didn't win. They didn't get them. They failed. So there's nothing successful about it, and AWR reminds us about that. But what they're doing is coming after your civil rights, and they're failing to talk about Chicago here. These numbers I just gave you. Certainly they want to talk about Marshawn Klinkscale, right? Maybe Victor Felix, Kaiser Chaco, Jamal Bellamy, Christian Bandemer, Daniel Alcantara, Anthony Howard, Darnell Hardman, William Palmer, Bryson Holman, Dante Murray, Enrico D. Nichols, Sammy Salmaya, Anthony Williams, Paul Albert Webster, Jeremy Ray, Terry Bates, Jr. It means there's a Terry Bates Sr. who's devastated today. Travel Montgomery, Christopher Fields, Antoine Brooks, JaVale Nunn, Dwayne Triplett, Jordan Liggins, Davian Barron, Adrian Watson, Antoine Randall, Daryl Ferguson, Stephen Edwards, Antonio Perkins, Jeremy Rogers, Angelo Davis, Demetrius Archer, Victor Robinson, Charles Wiley, Latrell McMahon, Eric D. Knox, Michael A. Brown, Eric Smith, Margaret L. Shanahan, Denzel Thornton, Alejandro Fuentes, Carlton Hall, Salvador Suarez, Otis Richmond, George Morgan, Eugene Singleton, Ramal Hicks, Stanley Boston, Linares Webster, unidentified, Lewis Johnson, Travel Parker. Did they already read him? Is he in there? They already read that name? No, there's another one. Similar name. 53, unidentified. 54, unidentified. 55, Reginald Turner. 56, Melvin Cook. I wonder. You have to wonder. You have to ask the question. It's not being asked by the media. It's not being asked by anyone in Washington. Do they know who these people are? Do they care? John Lewis, in the 1960s, marched for what is no doubt many of their civil rights. This is black-on-black crime, for the most part, in Chicago. John Lewis ought to be absolutely livid with what is happening in Chicago. Not a peep. Not a peep. Nothing. But Nancy Pelosi. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. I just read you 56 homicide victims in Chicago through the 26th of June. Now, depending on when you are listening, that number has risen dramatically. It will be over 60. We'll talk about it tomorrow on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense and see if that number, see how fast it updates. It's the Chicago Tribune. I don't know how fast it updates. But it is fascinating that they don't discuss it. Very quickly before I go to the break, shootings, crime in Chicago. Now, these numbers are coming. Again, these numbers are coming from the Chicago Tribune itself. They have a running tally. I want you to listen to this. 1,873 shooting victims through June 26th, 2016. So this one is updated. 2,988 in 2015, January 1 through December 31st. Today, 1,873. They're listening in Washington, D.C. I know the bowels of the White House are listening. I know it for a fact. Where are you? What do you say? I'm asking my reps. You should be doing the same thing. We'll come back right after this. Don't go away.
Expansion Industries is a national ammunition supply and sales company based in the Mid-Atlantic region that provides bulk sales of quality target ammunition and reloading supplies. Buy 1,000 rounds today and receive free shipping on your order. Visit Expansion Industries online at exp-ind.com and save today. We're a family-owned and faith-based company in the heart of Virginia. It's about freedom. exp-ind.com. Expansion Industries.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Hey, I'm sure you know by now, I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. They are by far the leaders in providing the absolute best education, training, and a tenacious legal defense for self-reliant Americans like you and me. Now, it's the USCCA's mission to help responsibly armed Americans like you become the best protector and defender of your loved ones that you can be. And folks, the USCCA has something exciting going on right now. I don't want you to miss it. Now, for just a few days more, the USCCA is giving away $10,000 worth of free ammo. Now, can you imagine sharpening your skills at the range without worrying about running out of ammo? Now, instead of just one winner, they're going to draw four, which means you have four chances to win free ammo for a year. Now, visit their website, defendfamily.com, to enter today. Now, take your personal preparedness to the next level with the help of the USCCA, and you can enter to win $10,000 worth of ammo. It's quick, it's simple, it's free. Just go to the website, defendfamily.com, right now. One word, defendfamily.com.
Hillary Clinton plans on riding into the White House on the backs of women, but this won't be the first time she used women to get ahead. Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made.
Say that again.
Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees. And she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made. If you're a woman, don't pay attention to what Hillary Clinton says. Pay attention to what she pays. Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Say that again.
Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Paid for by Ameripac. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
tuned in to Armed American Radio.
Look, I hate to tell you this, Democrats, but it's your party coming after our guns. Simple as that.
Don't give me that line about how outlawing guns means only outlaws will have guns. I hate the catchphrase.
Has it ever been disproven?
Regardless, it's annoying to hear people say it.
Filling your prescription for freedom. Here's the host of Armed American Radio,
Mark Walters.
Yeah. Crossbreed Holster Studios are lit up and ready to take it on again today. I have a couple stories to tell you. One of them is not for the faint of heart. It's Kelly McGillis, the actor. You know her from Top Gun fame. She was the object of Tom Cruise's affection in the movie Top Gun. Of course, she really wasn't, because it was all fake, because they were simply acting. They're just a bunch of dopey actors that stand in front of cameras dressed up playing other people, and it isn't real. So, but when you watch the movie, it all comes together. So in that sense, yeah, you know, actors, actresses.
Oh, yeah, I played that part, so I'm going to talk to Congress about the farm bill.
Good heavens.
I played the part of a fictitious character on Titanic. I'm an expert on the sinking of the Titanic.
No, you're an idiot who played the part of a fictitious character on a ship. I better digress now. A.W.R. Hawkins, I love his pieces, so I'm going to keep going to him because he is my political analyst. Top Gun actress refuses to be a victim after home attack, gets concealed carry permit. Now, this is really an incredible story. I had heard years ago that Kelly McGillis was a victim of a violent crime. I didn't realize how vicious and how brutal it was. So I'm going to tell you about it, because we're not politically correct here. Because the other side will tell you, that doesn't happen. Yeah, it does happen. It happens every day. It's happening to someone right now. What happened to Kelly McGillis is happening across the country to other women right now as we speak. Actress refuses to be a victim after home attack, gets concealed carry permit. And I got to be honest with you, quite frankly, after I read this, I was shocked that she didn't already have a permit. Honestly, to carry. But quoting from AWR's piece, after being attacked by a stranger in her North Carolina home, Top Gun actress Kelly McGillis responded by getting a gun and a concealed carry weapons permit. A couple things to point out. First of all, you don't need a permit to have a gun in your home. Buy the gun, take it home. If you don't have a permit, whatever your state law is, maybe you got to wait, you know, the dopey 3-day wait. That can get you killed, by the way. So I highly advise getting the permit just to have it. I know, and somewhere out there in Second Amendment world, somebody's going, we shouldn't have to have a permit. I know. Believe me, I get that, but I'm a realist, and we work within the system we're in now. We have to, so that's the way we're going to have to discuss it. So 58-year-old Kelly McGillis says now, quoting, she is armed and ready the next time. Do you hear this? The next time someone enters her home with bad intentions again. Now, in her case, there was a next time because of what happened to her many years ago when she was a young actress struggling, having left California and moved to New York. Lived in a not-so-good area of New York, of which there are a lot of not-so-good areas of New York, and there are a lot more not-so-good areas of New York since de Blasio. But, okay, you get it. But according to The Wrap, I don't know what The Wrap is. I can click the link, but I'm not going to right now. I'll stay where I'm at. She was attacked in her Hendersonville home on June 17th. So this is very, very recently, as in about a week ago. Quoting, I'm still a bit shook up and struggling with some residual fear, she wrote on a Facebook post. I do have an alarm. I was complacent and didn't set it after living here 4 years and having nothing happen. Now, there's a lot in that story. We talk to you about these things with some of the greatest trainers and experts in the world, and we try to give you the advice necessary to keep you from becoming what? Complacent. We talk about preparation, avoidance, and awareness, techniques and tips that you can use. And as I like to say, you prepare to avoid by being aware.
That is the key ingredient here, is being aware. What is being aware? It could be mindful of the fact while you're at home that something bad can happen to you. Evil exists. Don't be the dopey liberal goofball, Loretta Lynch, that thinks love is going to overcome ISIS. She's full of crap. And I don't care how good of a prosecutor she was in New York. I don't care. I care about what she says now. When she looks at that television camera, tells that microphone that love and compassion is going to... She's full of crap. Love and compassion does not stop evil. And Kelly McGillis found that out for a second time. So being aware means a lot of things. You can take a lot from that word. Being aware means I'm aware that this can happen. If you're in a parking lot, it means being aware of your surroundings as you walk back to your car at night. Well, that doesn't happen. It only happens to other people if you're that dopey Democrat. Hard on you Democrats, huh? Yeah, well, good. Fix your party. Because your people tell us it doesn't happen. That's how you're aware. You remain in that condition. You're not clueless with your head in that phone as you're doing something. And if you do have your head in your phone, you've still got peripheral vision. And as Rob Pincus likes to say, you don't have to sit in a restaurant facing the front door using the Braille menu with your fingers. You don't have to learn Braille so you don't have to take your eyes off the windows and the doors. It means just being cognizant of what's going on around you. That's all. That's all it means. And Kelly McGillis said, I do have an alarm. Well, let's take that one. You ever see the ADT commercials? I'm sure you have. Woman walking in the door with her kids, closes the door behind her, walks in, sets her keys down. Somebody breaks in. Yeah, that annoying alarm goes off. She immediately gets on the phone, and there's that nice ADT guy sitting there in his little suit that says, hello, I'm Jason. Is there a problem? Yes, someone just broke the glass on my front door. Yeah, no, it doesn't work that way in real life. It works that way in ADT commercials. It doesn't work that way in real life. In real life, she's been pinned to the ground, has a knife put to her throat, and she's being raped. The kids are being herded into another room, or God forbid, they're being forced to watch. Yeah, tough to hear. But it does happen. And it happens to people like you, in places like where you live, in places where you frequent, in parking lots you go to. Yes, it does. It does happen to you. She was complacent. She wasn't aware. It can't happen to me. But you see, there's something here going on behind the scenes. Kelly McGillis knew better because it did happen to her. It happened to her many years before. And when we come back, I'll tell you what happened to her. And you take it away for what it's worth, because it does happen. And it happens to people like Kelly McGillis, who play other people in movies that you pay to watch. We'll be back right after this.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America.
Hear previous broadcasts of Armed American Radio and join the blog discussion at armedamericanradio.com or on Facebook at Armed American Radio. Here again, Mark Walters.
So much to cover with you in so little time. I want to go back to Kelly McGillis quickly, and then I want to bring Shanto in and tell you a little story about awareness, because it does happen to you. And what happened to me this weekend is something you really need to hear. It immediately hit me. Well, it actually didn't hit me until the next day. That I thought, you know, this is great content for my radio show, and I wanted to tell you about it because you do need to hear this stuff. Anyway, getting back to Kelly McGillis, and this, you know, hey, this is not going to be easy to hear, okay? But it's reality. And it kind of surprised me that Kelly McGillis, who, bless her heart, didn't think about this before. Because apparently she had a stalker this go around. Here's what happened. Quoting Kelly McGill, she broke in my garage. She broke in the garage window and crawled through by stacking 10 bags of mulch. She threw dog food all over the kitchen floor to distract the dogs. I have three. Honestly, they seemed really freaked out by the whole thing. I've decided to get a conceal and carry permit, and you can be sure I will be setting the alarm from here on out. Well, that's good. The alarm is great. I have one. Really, the sign might be a deterrent. Who knows? Somebody wants in, they're going to get in. Okay? She said, I do not ever want to feel violated again, ever, hence the conceal and carry. No one is willing to help their neighbor, the stranger, their brother or sister, the orphan or the widow. That's why I'm going to start carrying a gun. And she said that they rushed her through the conceal and carry course. I'm sure what she meant by that was they got her in the course quickly, so she didn't have to wait. So I am armed and ready. The Henderson County Sheriff's Department has been absolutely the greatest. Here's my first target practice. I only missed 5 from the center out of 30 rounds. I'll hit the target. Interestingly, AWR says that Tom Cruise and Val Kilmer are reportedly signed to star in a sequel to the 1986 classic Top Gun. No word on whether McGillis will reprise her role in the sequel. What is aging pilots? I mean, I don't know, whatever. It's just fodder for another show. But the reason I tell you about Kelly McGillis is because of the awareness issue. Kelly McGillis was viciously, brutally gang raped years ago in New York in a vicious attack when she answered a knock at her door, opened it, the door was kicked in. Two individuals later found out to be 15 years old and 21 years old, viciously attacked her. One going through the belongings, tearing up the house. The other one put her down, a knife to her throat, viciously attacked her. Two individuals, repeatedly, over quite some time, before someone finally called the law, I guess hearing the commotion in the home. And she literally became detached from reality as it was occurring. Her parents came out from California. So you imagine the horror of that happening. They eventually found him. One was convicted, got a whole 3 years. The other one got off. They couldn't tie him to the crime, even though they knew it was him. Now, you would think that someone was a victim of that crime. Now, remember, she was in New York, and it was many years ago. She was much younger. But that stays with you. So I say that because I was absolutely surprised. Somebody that was a victim of such a vicious, violent attack, I would have thought, wouldn't wait until they were 58 to be violated again. In this case, by a stalker who got into her home. So kudos to Kelly McGillis for the permit. Kudos for making the decision to carry a gun. And a huge thank you for going public with that. Maybe the difference between you and Kelly McGillis is that she lives in a free state. North Carolina recognizes the right to bear arms. If Kelly lived in New Jersey, well, it wouldn't matter because she makes movies. She plays other people, and the sheriffs will probably give her a permit, but they won't you. Okay, so let me go back to this awareness thing for just a second. Shanto, bring your mic in, would you? Can you do that for me?
Yes.
How you doing today down in Dallas?
I'm doing all right. How about you?
I'm doing great. How many times have we talked about preparation, avoidance, and awareness techniques on the show and the daytime show? How many times?
Oh,
hundreds, countless over the years.
Yeah, more than hundreds.
All right, I got a new neighbor who moved here from Illinois. Not a free state. And he thinks a lot like I do. You know, they're out there in Illinois. It's only the government in Chicago, the rest of the state. Now, he came from Chicago.
Ooh.
Yeah, big outdoorsman, you know. Digs his guns, digs his fishing, you know.
How did that kind happen? Of stuff.
I don't know. I haven't gone into it. I just, you know, it could be that my personality is on. He just doesn't want to challenge me on it. And he just says, I'm just going to let it go. I'll just agree with him. It's easier. Okay, so I don't really know, but that might not be a bad idea either, because you don't want to take me on my front porch at AAR Ranch about this stuff, okay? Anyway, the two of us were sitting on my front porch. Now, I got to put this down. AAR Ranch sits on a corner lot, okay?
Yeah.
In a cul-de-sac, and there are 3 other homes within view of my home on the front porch, and they're fairly good-sized lots. But because I'm on the corner and it's a cul-de-sac, I've got a very large yard that wraps around, and I never get to see the front of my home. I have to walk out and cut the grass and look up at the house and go, oh, there's the fruits of my labor, because the garage door is on the side of the house because I'm on that corner. So I come down the street. My house is on the corner. I turn left and go up into the garage and walk in through the garage. I generally I don't get out and walk around the front of the house. I just go in through the garage.
Oh, you need to. It's better exercise.
Well, I get enough. I go out and walk and cut through. How come you don't have things? That's exercise. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, We're getting a little bit off kilter. But anyway, so I set that theater of the mind, right?
Yeah.
So I've got woods behind me. It's real nice. You hear gunfire in the distance. It's great. You can sit out and have an adult beverage on a late evening and hear in the background. It's great. And the closer they are, if they're firing pistols in the back, you hear pop, 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 you know, the pew, pew, pews. It's great. Sound of freedom all around AAR Ranch, and you can smell the charcoal, right? Are you getting the visual? Okay.
Yeah.
So my neighbor and I were sitting on the front porch, and I don't know, it was about 11:40. He's a big guy. He's about 6'4", over 300 pounds, okay? All of a sudden, he jumps up, and he says, "Oh, my God, is that a bear?" And I looked at him, and I kind of sideways, I said, "What'd you say?" And I turned, and I looked, and there in my front yard, not 18 to 20 feet from me, is every bit of 350-pound to 400-pound plus enormous, full-grown male bear in my front yard.
Oh, man.
I just looked at it.
Where the hell
did that thing come from?
What else are you going to do?
We were sitting on the front porch looking out at my front lawn. Now, it's dark. It was late. But I told you that I have that garage door on the side. The driveway is on the side of the house, right? Well, you go back down around that way, and that takes you down to the stone patio down there and a creek down by the holler, and that holler goes up into the woods.
The holler.
So clearly, that bad boy just kind of lumbered through the woods, hung a left, and crossed my driveway and came around the side of my house. Now, he was sitting to my left, so he could see past the corner of the porch as it meandered into the front yard before I could. And I turned around, and sure enough, there was a massive black bear, massive. So we sat and we watched it in utter shock. Now, where that thing was, I could have seen it, but I didn't until it was brought to my attention. Is the bear a deadly threat? Well, yeah. I mean, I think bears attack people from time to time. It's rare. I don't think there's been a deadly attack in the state that I live in. But the fact of the matter is, I'm sitting on my own front porch, and I missed a full-grown, I missed full hundreds of pounds of full-grown wild animal feet from me in my front yard. Because I was not thinking about the fact that that would even happen. Well, now I do think about it because I know it can happen because I've seen it. I don't want to see it again because I have kids. And lo and behold, they came walking down the street and came face to face with that monster. When we come back, more proof that the right to bear arms is a right. We'll be back right after this.
You and I both know concealed carry is a serious subject, and being prepared to protect your family when it matters most means more than just being a good shot at the range. And that's why 135,000 of your fellow responsibly armed Americans already read Concealed Carry Magazine from cover to cover, including my columns. A subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine isn't just an entire year of unbiased gun and gear reviews. It's so much more. It's real stories from real people who carry concealed every single day, just like you and I. It's life-saving information that'll keep you up to date and prepared, and most importantly, it'll help you be ready and confident to protect your family if you're ever faced with a life or death situation. Begin your subscription today, and not only will you be looking forward to a full year of America's number one publication for responsibly armed citizens, but you'll also automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this offer won't last long, so go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one and the number four, oneofourguns.com, to activate your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. Again, that's oneofourguns.com. Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to
to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Expansion Industries is a national ammunition supply and sales company based in the Mid-Atlantic region that provides bulk sales of quality target ammunition and reloading supplies. Buy 1,000 rounds today and receive free shipping on your order. Visit Expansion Industries online at exp-ind.com and save today. We're a family-owned and faith-based company in the heart of Virginia. It's about freedom. exp-ind.com. Expansion Industries.
Hillary Clinton plans on riding into the White House on the backs of women, but this won't be the first time she used women to get ahead. Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made.
Say that again.
Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made. If you're a woman, don't pay attention to what Hillary Clinton says. Pay attention to what she pays. Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Say that again.
Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Paid for by Ameripac. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
I just don't understand the man who possesses no means to defend his family. To me, that's unconscionable. That's your number one responsibility.
I've been holding a gun in my hand since I was probably old enough to walk. I really have. It's part of my everyday life to be armed. I don't go anywhere without my gun.
You need to carry on, carry often, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Why would you even consider that?
Now, back to the host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Wrapping up this hour of Armed American Radio in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Before we get going again, I have to direct your attention to that USCCA On Air website. I get the emails from those of you who are participating over there, and a couple of you have won the gun. I think that's great. Keep sending the emails my way, mark@armedamericanradio.org. I love to hear that. I think it's super. And, you know, if we get the list, I do get the list of the winners. I get the first name and the last name in the city that you're from when you win. But, you know, it's so much going on, I forget to read it on the air. But if we get around to it, I promise I'll read that list. It would be fun to do and maybe even talk to a couple of you. I'd appreciate that very much. Maybe we'll reach out to you. But I'm talking about USCCA On Air, USCCAOnAir.com. And this is the wildly popular Gun A Day giveaway. Now, I've had questions from the emails. Let me explain it. Mark, how do they ship the gun? They don't. What they do is they ship you for the check. They ship you the check for the retail value, the MSRP, of the gun that you see on the site that day. And you can go and buy that gun. Now, keep in mind that the MSRP on the site is probably going to be higher than what you'll get at your local dealer. But you can go and buy the gun yourself. That way you don't have to go through transfer fees and everything else and make it a big headache. You get enough. If you don't want to spend the check on the gun, don't. It's up to you. Want to buy ammo? Buy ammo. You want to take your wife out to dinner? Take your wife out to dinner or husband or significant other, whatever. Doesn't matter. It's your check. That's the Gun A Day giveaway. Today's gun giveaway is a Walther PPK valued at MSRP, a manufacturer-suggested retail price. All you dopey, goofball, liberal Democrats, socialists who think, yeah, everything should be even, everything's fair, and then rich should be paying their fair share, everything should be even. They're not, and all guns aren't created equal. $599. That's a classic. The Walther PPK,
is a classic. And I hate to admit it, but I do not have one of those in my safe. I may need to fix that problem because that is a problem. The Walther PPK. Great gun. All you have to do is go to usccaonair.com, activate a membership, one of three memberships which give you the insurance program, silver, gold, and platinum. And as I've said many times, I have platinum. I just bought my wife the platinum a few weeks ago. Yeah, I don't know why she wasn't either. I know you're asking that question. I have no earthly idea. At least I'm man enough to tell you that. But I actually bought her the platinum program when I was at the USCCA Expo with my peeps at USCCA in Atlanta. Signed her up right there on the spot. So she's got all the benefits as well. Good for her. And good for you for doing it. You can pick those up, silver, gold, or platinum, up to $1.125 million in self-defense coverage. All right? Very, very important stuff. Kelly McGillis, highly recommended. You hear Sean Hannity? Sean Hannity's a member of USCCA. He takes advantage of the insurance. I've got it. Many, many others do. Many people that you've seen in movies and TVs do too, but we can't tell you their names. But Kelly McGillis should consider it. If you carry a gun for self-defense, you should have the self-defense shield. It's all right there. I cannot stress it enough. How many people have you seen on the news that you think, man, oh, man, oh, man? I bet they wish that. I know it for a fact because I've spoken to some of them who have said to me, good Lord, I wish I had that insurance. People you've seen on the news and people you've heard on this program, by the way, I just won't name names, okay? I'll just leave it at that. Ask you to trust me on that one. Very, very important. If you carry a gun, we cannot stress enough to you the importance of protecting yourself from what could happen to you. See those dopey Democrats on the floor? They wouldn't think twice about destroying your life. Mosby in Baltimore, she'd crush you to gain re-election. She doesn't care about bankrupting you, taking your family, destroying your children's future. She couldn't care less. And you know what? All those prosecutors, for the most part, are Democrats. There you go, Democrats. Hard on you, huh? Yeah, the truth hurts, doesn't it? Mosby's a Democrat. Orange County prosecutors? Yep. Zimmerman case, the whole nine yards, that whole debacle. They will destroy your life. So be prepared for that. Best them by having the necessary coverage. It's just critical, man. I can't tell you enough. Look, I pulled a firearm a number of years ago. Thank God I didn't have to pull the trigger. And at the time I did, that organization, this organization, did not exist. And I've thought about it often. Thank God I didn't have to squeeze that trigger. Man, oh man, oh man. That could have been a nightmare. Let's check the Chicago numbers and see if they've upticked. I have it real time here, and they have not. Still 56 in Chicago murders. That number will jump tomorrow. That number will go up. So anyway, what did you think about the bear story, huh? I've already got a couple emails. What gun did you have on you? I'll tell you right now, I had a Smith & Wesson 686 by my side. 357 Magnum, 686 plus. You know what it would have done to the bear? Upset him. Pretty much. I was unprepared for that. I never thought I would see that. Now, let me tell you how prepared I generally am. I carry a six gun on my hip when I cut my grass. There's people out there saying, oh, you paranoid. Let me tell you a little bit about where I live that you don't. Mr. Know-It-All. The holler behind my home is wet. I've creek running back through there, and there are copperheads back in there. I have killed copperheads in my garage. Now, when I cut my grass, I will load that 357 or the 9mm and sometimes a 22 with snake shot when I'm back there, because they're there. I've seen them. I've gone after them. I have kids a little bit too close to the house. I don't do the whole snake thing. Love to kill them. Only if they're poisonous. So if the black snakes, they don't bother me. The rat snakes, they don't bother me. But they're all in and around that creek. So I carry that when I cut my grass in the event I run into one of those poisonous copperheads. Do I have a right to do that? Do I have a right to kill that snake that might put me in the hospital or that could kill one of my kids? Do I have the right to do that? You're damn right I do.
And I have a right not to hear any crap from Charlie Rangel and Nancy Pelosi and the rest of them. Don't I also have the same right that if I were back there cutting my grass and some lunatic came running towards me to stop that individual? You're damn right I do. A predator is a predator is a predator. Human, animal, doesn't matter. How about that bear in my front yard? Quite fascinating to see, by the way. I've never seen that in my front yard. I mean, I've been outdoors many times, seen bears, but not in my front yard in a residential community. So, yeah, we had a bear watch party yesterday. It was a lot of fun. No, it didn't come back. It's probably long gone, I hope. But do I have the right to defend myself from that bear? Should it have turned and attacked? Of course I do. And I have a right to choose whatever tool I deem effective for me to do that. And I got to tell you, my AR-15 would have been a hell of a lot more effective than my pistol. Think about that. Be aware of your surroundings. Protect yourself if you carry a gun. Follow the news. Make the calls. Support your right to bear arms. And remember who wants your guns. Don't vote for that in November. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Be aware of your surroundings at all times. Could be a predator, human or animal. We're going to get up tomorrow, Armed American Radio Daily Defense, and do it all over again because we can and because we're right. We'll see you on the radio.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights. If you'd like to contact the show or get more information, it would be great to hear from you. Just go online and visit armedamericanradio.com.
That's armedamericanradio.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway.
When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine to pick up where training at the range leaves off. Expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day, you'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.